Aaron Burmeister says he hasn't slept all week, not since the Iditarod's restart in Fairbanks. But whether it was sheer determination or energy from the cheering crowd, both he and his team marched strongly into Huslia on Thursday night, the first time the interior community, well known for its mushing history, has hosted an Iditarod checkpoint.
Guys, this is pretty exciting.
Hello.
Welcome to Huslia.
Thank you very much.
By midnight, Burmeister and last year's winner Dallas Seavey were the only two mushers into the Huslia checkpoint. Burmeister chipped away at ice and snow as he unharnessed his team, saying that being in the lead is somewhat of a surprise, especially given the setbacks he's dealt with from the beginning.
Boys, you guys are awesome. What a good run. You guys had such a long day today.
Dogs did great.
I was went out there watching you come in.
I haven't slept yet during this race, believe it or not. Having a females in heat and a sick team pretty much all the way. But they're finally getting healthy and they're starting to look like a dog team again.
Several other mushers, including Martin Boozer, Norwegian rookie Thomas Werner, and Tok musher Hugh Neff, were still on the roughly 80-mile trail of lakes and portages to Huslia. But Galena was humming all of yesterday, with energy, food, and a host of mushers taking their mandatory 24. Mushers like Jeff King, who blew through Ruby after more than 100 miles on the Yukon and was the first to arrive in Galena, earning him $35,000 in cash and a gourmet dinner. King says his dogs were clipping along at too good of a pace to stop them in Ruby, and he says he took that 24 in Galena with the hopes that others could break the unknown trail to Huslia.
I was pretty sure someone would go on up to Huslia, and it may not be a big deal, but we're going to learn something about the trail to Huslia before we leave here. And that's information the guys ahead of us didn't have. If they ran into open water, we're going to hear about it and we'll know about it. We'll know how long it took. Yeah, not a big deal, but it's all little pieces that come together.
Mushers spent their days snacking, both their dogs and themselves, and tending to their teams, rubbing creams and oils into joints and catching up on some sleep in the checkpoint's bunks. Galena was also where several other parts of the race came together Thursday. The race's teacher on the trail, the Google Street View team that mushed only as far south as Nenana, and a group of Norwegian fans who hung a banner over the food drops, cheering their mushing countrymen and women along.
It's just to support the Norwegian mushers. You are Ulsom, and then it's Thomas Werner, and then it's Yvonne Durbach. So it's just a go and the names of the Norwegian musher and the Norway flag, just to show our support to them.
While several mushers took their 24s in Galena, Mitch Seavey was just finishing his up back in Ruby, still feeding and tending his team in the pre-dawn darkness. Overhead, the sky was on fire.
I see one of the Northern Lights displays that would probably be memorable. Rarely have I seen them more brilliant than that. We have to enjoy that, and we certainly do. It's part of what attracts us to this sport. And you'll find in the middle of being tired or cold or working hard that those joys that we get to experience are really a big part of the reward, whatever position you're in.
That position is set to change yet again. Mushers are finishing up their 24, times are being adjusted, and leaders are starting to jockey for position. Burmeister's triumphant arrival in Huslia means only that other mushers are coming off rests of their own and setting up their own runs to make sure they'll be the first under the burled arch. In Huslia, I'm Matthew Smith.